Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, Dwayne did your halba, busy fit sits.
What was that?
Dwayne did your halba, busy fit sits.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today. Hope you're doing good. Wow. What a weird weekend, America. So, I'm going to get to President Trump hanging out with us in here in the great state of, well, actually, it's Mississippi. But President Trump came to the Mid-South and just had a great time. I was so proud of our audience, KWAM, the Mighty 990. And many of you came by to say hello. Hundreds of our listeners came by. It was a sold out crowd, by the way. I was talking to the organizers, the local media in Memphis. They're a bunch of woke leftists. And they were talking about how, oh, there are hardly any people here. And they were taking photos of the empty seats. Well, yeah, because it was early in the morning. But by the time Trump showed up, the place was packed to the rafters. And it was a great, great event. And I am curious because the president on Friday was in Nashville speaking at the Road to the Majority Conference, which, by the way, I had a chance to speak at. Was a great crowd there. Met a lot of our listeners in Nashville and really all across America at that rally. And I'll get to that. Again, it's a busy weekend, folks. But anyway, Trump at that rally in Nashville and then Trump again in South Haven, Mississippi, told people, hinted very strongly that he's going to be running for re-election. And the crowd went nuts. And I was very impressed with the enthusiasm of the people in that auditorium, in that arena in South Haven, Mississippi. Because to the person, they all want this. They all want Donald Trump to run again. I mean, it's almost as if he is already running for the White House. But the president was in a really good mood. I was, he was on this show, Friday? And thanks to our good friend Tim Van Horn, the morning show host at KWAM. He did a terrific job filling in. Don Jr. was on the show, and the president was on the show. We did a pre-taped interview. But he told me, Grace Baker, I was going to make it a leisurely trip to Nashville. So I was going to get up at 4. So I was going to get up early, 4 a.m., drive, and then maybe just kind of lollygag there at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. It's a great place.
It's like its own little world.
Right. You know, we're just kind of a relaxing Saturday. It has been a very busy week.
Very.
I spent a lot of time. I think I was doing a two-hour hit with Newsmax on Friday, which was technically my day off. I was trying to get a little bit of rest.
No rest for the weary.
And so, no. But anyway, the president said, hey, I want you to... I want to chat with you. So will you be in South Haven? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be in Nashville. I'm speaking at the event you're speaking at. He says, well, you know, drop by because I want to chat.
Well, so, then you got to go.
Grace, I mean, you got to go.
You can't say no.
No. I try to be hospitable. So, I mean, it's not every day. It's not every day you got the president in Memphis, Tennessee.
And asking for you.
So I come all the way. So I drive up there, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, drive to Nashville, deliver my speech, do a book signing, get back in the Cadillac, and I'm right down 90 miles an hour trying to make it back to the arena in South Haven, and I made it.
I don't even want to know how much you spent on gas.
Oh my gosh. Grace, can we talk about that for a moment? Yeah. I mean, it is insane.
It's awful.
Someone sent me a photograph. I have some friends here in the Memphis area. They're on vacation out west. They're in Death Valley, and the gas there is $9 a gallon.
That's
$9
horrifying.
A gallon.
Ugh.
So I tore it, got back here, and the president, very gracious, and said a lot of great things about the radio station.
So it was all worth it.
It was all worth it. And all that to say, he was in a good mood, and he did not deliver, in South Haven, he did not deliver the typical Trump speech.
Yeah, he definitely went off plenty into the culture. And we've got to I won't even get into it. We got to talk about Joe Biden falling off his bike, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he definitely talked about that.
And he talked about that too at the so we'll get that audio a little bit later on as well. But I mean, he was clearly in a good mood. And he's just why not?
You're in the South, in the best place, South Haven, Mississippi.
We've got and he knows that the January 6th Kangaroo Court has nothing on him. They know he didn't do anything wrong. We know from the Democrats there are no criminal referrals that are coming out here. So really the path is being cleared for him to run for re-election.
I mean, no one's going to who can oppose him at this point?
It's not Liz Cheney. I mean, she's completely blown up her. I mean, that's just appalling. And shame on Liz. Mainly because I like Liz Cheney, and I really felt like she could have been something. She could have been the next Republican president of these great United States, because she's actually more conservative than Trump, but she has become completely infected with Trump derangement syndrome.
And there's no cure.
No cure. No known cure. It's very sad. Maybe we should do like she could host a telethon. You know how Jerry Lewis does the telethon?
That would be pitiful, but she could do it.
True. So anyway, this is fascinating. Trump comes to Memphis and is driving the liberals nuts. And you know why, Grace Baker? I mean, they're complaining about everything. You had the Progressive City Council in Memphis, and they said, no security for Donald Trump. We're not going to be providing any police. And you know what? That's okay. I think Memphis police would have done a great job, but they weren't even asked to.
Yeah, true.
The South Haven Police Department, they kicked butt. I mean, they had it all. I mean, it was pretty impressive, the security setup they had. But the city council said, we don't want him here. They said, we would provide, as a matter of fact, I called him out on it, some guy named J.B. Smiley. But he's always got a frown on his face.
I'm about to say, it's not a very fitting name.
And some guy named Martavius, what's-his-face. Nobody cares about his last name. He's a loser. So anyway, you got these two black city council guys, and they're bashing Trump, saying, we don't want to provide him security. And so I called him out, Grace Baker, on social media. And I said, well, okay, fine. What about Obama? Well, of course we would provide security for Obama if Obama came to town. Oh, I see. So it's about race. All right. I just want to make sure we're all on the record there.
I'm pretty sure it was all crickets after that.
So then you've got the local newspaper that nobody reads, owned by Gannett, the Commercial Appeal. And it's here's how bad it is. You can't even come up with a good nickname. Like the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in Atlanta is the Atlanta Urinal Constipation.
Yeah.
The New York Slimes. But the Commercial Appeal, it's really pathetic. I mean, it's a pathetic news organization. It's very sad.
How the mighty have fallen.
It's like eight pages.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Commercial Appeal, they're complaining because Trump is promoting the fact that he's going to be in Memphis when, in fact, he wasn't in Memphis. He was across the state line in South Haven. And they're going nuts about that. You had some old commissioner, some Tammy Sawyer. She's one of these radical feminist black chicks. And, man, she's got it. I mean, everything is racist to her. And so she was complaining about all the billboards around town.
Yeah, probably she didn't love that on her morning commute was probably it.
It's tough. You're stuck in traffic on I-240.
You're like,
it's bad enough you're going to try to get shot, but now you got to look at a Trump billboard.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Horror.
So anyway, the point I'm getting to, the reason why the libs are so upset that Trump came to Memphis, this is the bluest part of the state of Tennessee. Really one of the most progressive cities in America. I mean, right up there with New York City and Berkeley. I mean, it's very liberal here. And the fact of the matter is, they don't like Trump coming here because they know, quietly, they all talk about this, they all know that more blacks and more Hispanics, more minorities, are actually joining the Republican Party right now.
Exactly.
They're actually leaving the Democrat plantation. And they're horrified now because they see, holy crap, Trump is coming to Memphis, Tennessee. That's like Black Mecca. And are more people going to convert over? And Grace, I'm telling you, there were a lot of minorities at the Trump rally on Saturday.
Yeah, they don't want you to see how popular he is amongst all groups is really what they don't
That's
want
it.
You to see.
That's it. They don't understand. Well, they do understand. They understand they're about to lose power.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Americans especially have been sold a bill of goods. They have been lied to for generations by these Democrats. And now their chickens are coming home to roost. And people are beginning to understand, you know what? Trump asked us a simple question. What do you have to lose? And now they understand what they had to lose.
Yeah.
Because everybody's suffering. Everybody's having to pay big money at the grocery store. Everybody's having to fork over big bucks at the gas station. Everybody's having to change their vacation plans because they don't have any money because of Joe Biden and the Democrats.
The fun That's suckers, why. I call them.
Meanwhile, you've got a Southern Baptist Convention leader. Oh, this is crazy. I mean crazy.
Get your popcorn out, folks.
A Southern Baptist Convention leader is now accusing all of you Trump supporters of basically whoring yourselves out. This is the quote from a major Southern Baptist leader who says Southern Baptists bent over and were whores for Trump.
Wait, a pastor said that?
Yeah, some guy named Kevin Smith, and he's an African-American leader up in, I believe, Maryland. And this guy, former state convention executive, and he was speaking at some sort of a religious gathering, and he said Southern Baptists lost their minds when Barack Obama was elected, and that some Southern Baptists bent over and became political whores over Donald Trump. It's crazy.
That's disgusting. I mean, it's amazing to hear pastors say such things. It's like, wait a minute, you would think this was somebody on CNN, but no, it's a Southern Baptist preacher.
What all this is, I love this. I love Donald Trump. You know why? Because he's exposing all these grifters. He's exposing all of these liberal, foul-mouthed, liberal, woke evangelicals in the Southern Baptist Convention. Trump didn't know who the Southern Baptists were. He does not know who these people are. But he's exposing them. What is he called? One of the leaders, a nasty guy. He's right. He exposed him. He's exposing the rhinos in the Republican Party. He's exposing the deep state. That's why everybody hates this guy.
This is true.
Everybody in Washington hates Donald Trump because he's calling them out. He knows who they are. He knows the game they're playing.
People don't like when you speak the truth.
They do not. But you know what? The truth will set you free. And we're about to see how all this plays out. So anyway, we're going to open up the phones. I'm curious, our Memphis and Nashville listeners, if you went to the speech, if you heard Donald Trump, what's the takeaway? Are you energized? Do you think that he's going to be the guy for 2024? Every time I see him speak, I keep thinking he's going to run and he's going to win, and he is going to win in big numbers. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Happy New Year, friends. 2022 is going to be a critical year for America and for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, along with their nearly 2 million members, like me. The fight to stop out-of-control spending in the president's Build Back Better scheme is far from over. Congress is plotting more legislation that could hurt our seniors, and the midterm elections will be a battle for freedom versus socialism. Unlike liberal groups, AMAC is America's conservative action-oriented 50-plus organization fighting hard every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. I'm urging you to choose AMAC now. You'll receive all the great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, and your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/Todd. Again, that's amac.us/Todd to become an AMAC member now. I mean, really, you know, this Trump bicycle thing, or the Biden bicycle thing, this is pretty brilliant. So Biden's riding his bicycle in Delaware, and what gets me is when I was about to get up and give a speech, when I heard, hey, have you heard? People were talking about it back in the green room. Have you heard about what happened? I thought maybe somebody, I don't know, maybe Jill had crashed into Biden. I didn't know what was going on. Maybe Kamala, like, did a T-bone. But it turns out that he had actually stopped the bicycle and was trying to get off the bicycle when it all went to, you know, it all went to you know what. And he's okay. It's not like he, you know, he's fine. He just got bruised a little bit. But it's kind of like this guy when he, have you noticed that he always has trouble walking up the stairs? He has never fought. I mean, if he fell down the stairs, it would be like, that would not be good. That would not be good. Because he'd just keep tumbling. I think he would tumble all the way down. But how many times is it? Two or three times he's had trouble climbing the stairs, maneuvering the stairs on in Air Force One. And now the poor guy fell down and he couldn't get up. It was terrible. So you do wonder, at what point does somebody step in and like, Mr. President, you got to call it a day here? I mean, this seriously. I mean, what happened over the weekend is a metaphor for this guy's entire presidency. I mean, the whole country is a raging dumpster fire. The border's completely overrun. We're fighting a proxy war with the Russians. Not to mention our respect on the world stage is just, it's gone. It's in shambles. And the economy is an absolute mess. Never seen anything like it. Paying all this money for gasoline, $9 a gallon in Death Valley, almost $5 a gallon across, well, between Memphis, Tennessee and Nashville. I can tell you, it's a lot of money to fill up your gas tank. And now people are struggling to put food on the table. As a matter of fact, I was going to save this audio for a little bit later, but there are farmers out there, and I don't know if you saw this video over the weekend. More than 10,000 cows. Now, here's what the mainstream media wants you to believe. More than 10,000 cows just dropped dead in Kansas, just all in one swoop. We had the video up on ToddStearns.com. It's the craziest thing. It's like just row after row after row of Chick-fil-A cows with their legs sticking straight up in the air, and they just dropped dead. Nobody knows what happened. Now, you got the mainstream media, and they're saying, oh, they just got hot. Okay, but you know what? It's hot all the time. That's what cows live in, the heat. And you're trying to tell me that the heat and the humidity just killed 10,000 cows all at one time. Now, we haven't been talking about this a lot on this radio program, but I've been seeing the reports, and maybe you have too, of all these food processing centers, these food distribution centers that have gone up in smoke. They burned down. You've got all these dead, and this cattle situation, they're saying is 10,000. It may be more than 10,000. And now you've got these farmers out there, and there's an African-American farmer. And he was on the news saying, hey, you better pay attention. We've got big trouble coming.
When you say there's going to be food shortages, are we talking about things like what we see from Venezuela or from Cuba or from Russia, where if you go to the grocery store, is it that they're out of Honey Nut Cheerios or are they out of all cereal?
Well, most people don't know. Corn, for instance, is in corn flakes and corn syrup. Soybeans are in all sorts of products that wind up in your local grocery stores. So when you don't have enough corn, when you don't have enough wheat, when you don't have enough soybeans, those things, those major items that we need to make all of these other products are not going to be in your local grocery stores like we've been used to. For so long, we've had enjoyed lots of food in this country. So we've never, ever faced a food shortage. And I think that's coming in the coming months. The Biden administration that I've been urging to take more swift action still hasn't taken the action that's, I believe, that's needed.
So there you have it, folks. You've got a farmer, and he's not the only one. There are a lot of farmers that have been going on news programs across the country saying, hey, you America better wake up. We have got food shortages on the way. And so when you hear that kind of news, you wonder, okay, well, what's the point of that? Well, it's very simple. The government, they want you reliant upon them for everything. They want you reaching out to the government for health care, for gas money, for a paycheck, and yes, even for food. Now, are you buying what they're selling when it comes to these food shortages and the plants going up in smoke and the cows just dropping dead? Or do you think there's something else going on here? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. ToddStearns.com is our website. We'll be right back, America.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
One of the most urgent tasks facing the next Republican president, I wonder who that will be,
listen to the applause.
Thank you very much. That's very nice. I appreciate it. Am I allowed to cry like Adam Kinzinger? I still haven't figured out if his crying is real. Hard to believe it's real. Would anybody like me to run for president?
And the applause go on and on. On and on. It's still going.
That's very nice. Thank you very much. Wow. Wow, that's really nice. I appreciate it. I've done a lot for religion, I'll tell you. They don't want religion in our country, all right?
No, they don't, Mr. President. They don't. Folks, after seeing the response to this president in Nashville and then in South Haven, Mississippi, in the Memphis, Tennessee area, I have come to the conclusion that not only will Trump run for the White House again, but he will crush whoever the Democrats put up against him. And it's not going to be Kamala. Maybe here's my money would be on Michelle Obama. That's where I'm putting my money. I think Michelle Obama is going to be the go-to for 2024 because they got nobody else over there on the Democrat. Nobody. But Donald Trump has really connected with people and especially the religious community. Now, I'm curious, and I know especially with our Nashville and our Memphis audience, I'm curious if you went to the rally, did you pick up on that? Did you pick up on the enthusiasm, and is he going to be your guy? 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, the president, still no big fan of Fox News Channel. And before we get to the president's audio, so Melissa Francis, a friend of mine from back in the Fox days, she left under weird circumstances. And she filed a lawsuit and settled out of court for like, what, millions of dollars. I mean, what, $13 million? I've heard from $13 to $18 million because over at Fox, they were paying the men more than they were paying the women. And she says that's not right. And sure enough, the settlement is pretty spectacular. As a matter of fact, during the conversations, and I really can't go into great detail because of some of my issues with Fox, but I can say this. The person she negotiated the contract with, allegedly told her, look, men get paid more than women, and that's the way it's got to be. So anyway, Fox just had to fork over a lot of cash. Anyway, Trump very upset with the Fox News quarter of the world. Cut number four.
Bill Maher, right? Everybody know Bill Maher, for example? He's a radical left maniac with modest television ratings. Modest. And as soon as he says something that's a little bit modest or temperate, Fox and others put him on to explain, oh, look, Bill Maher, a lefty, Bill Maher is saying wonderful things. They play right into the hand of the enemy. It's amazing. I'm sure he laughs like hell at how stupid they are. They're kissing the ass of the enemy. And in that case, his ass is not particularly pretty, is it? Not particularly pretty.
A little hemorrhoidal there, Mr. President. I don't know. It's wow, good for you, Mr. President. Again, the guy's been in a great mood lately. And I think that he sees how all this is playing out. He sees that CNN is in turmoil right now. You've got the new leadership over there, and they're cleaning house. They know that what they've been doing, it not only is it not working, it's going to implode the entire company. And that's why they're making changes. And look, so here's what's going to be fascinating to watch. CNN will be moderating itself over the next couple of years. So in other words, they're going to be bringing CNN back from the brink of the leftist. Fox News Channel, on the other hand, is moving its network center left, hoping that you don't see the difference. But let's get real. We've got the smartest audience in all of talk radio, and you guys see exactly what's going on. You see exactly what's happening over at Fox News Channel right now. And what's going to happen is the two are going to meet in the middle. And at that point, there's really not going to be much of a difference between CNN and Fox News Channel. That's just the way it is. So there you go. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there is an interesting story up on our website. Of course, all this month, it is Gay Pride Month, and now we've got Juneteenth. So you've got two conflicting identity card holidays going on. And the question is, what trumps what, right? That's what I don't understand. So do we have to take a break now from Gay Pride Month to celebrate Juneteenth, or is it all in one? And I don't think it's all in one. I mean, if you go out there and ask people on the streets, I don't think they will agree that you can celebrate both holidays at the same time. So Juneteenth is, and I warned you folks when they announced that we were creating a brand new holiday for Independence Day, that this holiday was going to divide the nation. Because now you have Black Independence Day, and then you've got regular Independence Day. And the two are very different. So over at Arizona State University, they have the major boulevard right through the center of campus, and they have the flags on the light post. It's very beautiful. You get just drive down the boulevard, you have all these flags. Now, for Memorial Day, they had Old Glory. So they had you driving down the center of campus at Arizona State University, and you have these beautiful red, white, and blue flags. Well, now they took down the flags. And they were telling Turning Point USA, a student said, you're not going to believe this. They took down the American flags and they replaced the American flags with the rainbow flags and the Juneteenth flag. And Grace Baker, I had no idea that Juneteenth actually had its own flag.
No, it's got everything. Its own anthem, its own flag, it's its own thing. And then you've got Pride Month. So it's like, which one do I concentrate on?
Yeah. And which do they have a song? I mean, well, of course they've got a song.
They've got a song. We've played that song many times. Mm-hmm. They're coming for your children, buddy.
I thought it was It's Raining Men, but that song can't be because, you know.
Men.
Yeah, it's men. And then you've got, you know, the trans and you got the gals, the lesbians.
Yeah, it's very confusing. And then you had Father's Day on the same day as Juneteenth. So that created a whole nother conundrum.
No, you didn't. Have you noticed? It's like nobody knew Father's Day existed. Oh, and did you notice
my dad was really mad. He was like, on social media, they have Juneteenth filters, but no Father's Day filters.
No, dads don't count anymore. No, really? Google didn't have the...
It was Snapchat. It was mainly like, here's Juneteenth. Oh, is Father's Day happening today, too? We didn't know.
Completely. They got the shaft. Father's Day, you guys so got hosed.
We celebrated my dad.
It's pretty pathetic. I mean, it really is.
It's very sad.
So anyway, they've replaced all the flags. And look, so the gay crowd, the activists, they want you to bow down and worship the rainbow flag. So you got to pledge your allegiance to that flag. Juneteenth actually has two different flags. One has like, was it red, green, and black? And the other is sort of red, white, and blue, but it's a different version. It's not the American flag. And so now there's a lot of controversy within the black community because they're saying that, no, that's too much like the American flag. We want the red, black, and green flag. I'm telling you, the whole point of Juneteenth is to divide the nation. That's the only point of that holiday. Now, don't get me wrong. I have no issue at all with commemorating Juneteenth. But to make it a federal holiday, I don't understand why. If you want to have a federal holiday, let's do that on the day that Abraham Lincoln, the Republican president, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And if you don't know the history of the Juneteenth holiday, that was the day, June 19th, when federal troops came into Galveston, Texas, and told the black slaves they had been freed. That was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed by the Republican president. And for the record, those slaves were liberated. Those slaves were freed, not under the red, black, and whatever. They were freed under the red, white, and blue. Just, and again, I know everybody has their own truth, but these are the facts. This is the history, and history ought to matter. But the whole point here is to divide this nation because they want you to think that July 4th, Independence Day, is not meant for everybody. You better believe it, folks. They are going to try and divide this country. And we've got to be there, and we've got to stop this nonsense from happening. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, do I have to tell you about our friends over at Newsmax. Greta Van Susteren back on cable news. Last week, Greta's new show launched on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Every night, Greta's proving that people want real news without the media spin. Her show is called The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Everybody's talking about it. You can watch 6 o'clock tonight Eastern as Greta broadcasts from Washington with real news, giving you the facts you need to know. By the way, if you would like more information on Greta's show, all you need to do is text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. Switch to Newsmax today, ladies and gentlemen. It's real news for real people.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. You know, we tried to get the president to enjoy some dry rub barbecue while he was down here, dry rub ribs, but, you know, maybe next time. And we're going to get him back to play golf, too. He's going to love our golf courses out here, but unfortunately, it's like 300 degrees. And that's unpleasant. Nobody wants to be golfing out of that. By the way, we've got some great video up on the website. Bizarre video, actually, of what happened in Washington, D.C. last night. They had the big Juneteenth celebration. Gunfire breaks out. One teenager killed. Three adults, including a police officer, shot. Turns out that the police chief was like, well, we confiscated all these illegal guns, every single one of them handguns, by the way. And what's shocking about this, Washington, D.C. has the strictest gun laws in all of America. And it turns out that this party, they were having a big outdoor concert, Mochella is what they called it, Mochella. And according to the reports, the people were not even allowed to do it. So it was an illegal concert. Nobody got any permits. So you had hundreds of people just spontaneously showing up on the street for a concert. What a mess that is. All right, let's go to the phones here. Charles, North Carolina, WSIC. What's on your mind, Charles?
Hey, Todd, I wanted to weigh in here on this Juneteenth celebration that everybody's talking about. And just like you, I think it's very divisive. But not only that, but Todd, it's not even the correct day that the slaves were freed in the country.
No, you're right. And that's what gets
me. I mean, just to give you, I think it needs to be the date that we need to be celebrating is December 6th, 1865. And if people say, well, what day is that? Well, I'll give you the background. So, you know, after the Battle of Antietam, Abraham Lincoln issues the Emancipation Proclamation, which frees slaves in states that are in rebellion against the Union, beginning on January 1st, 1863. So for the next 2 years, and even up to the end of the Civil War, slavery still existed in states that were not in rebellion. Kansas, Missouri, Delaware, Kentucky, Maryland, a lot of states that were not in rebellion. So the Civil War did not end slavery. And it took a constitutional amendment to do that. That amendment was proposed in January 1865. And it wasn't until December 6, 1865, that the 27th state of the 36 states in the Union at the time ratified that amendment. So to celebrate Juneteenth is a day of freedom, the emancipation, is totally incorrect. And yeah, and Todd, I just think if they're going to have holidays that has like a civil rights theme, why not just roll them all into one Martin Luther King holiday, Juneteenth, December 6, 1865, and just call it Civil Rights Day instead of giving every ethnic group a separate holiday, because I think that divides us. It does not unite us.
No, and this especially was meant to divide, being so close to Independence Day. And you've heard the stories. We've talked about this, where now you have some of these activists in the black community saying, well, this is our Independence Day. You know what? No, this is the United States of America. And by golly, you were granted your freedom as a result of the red, white, and blue. And it bears in mind, repeating, a Republican president.
That's correct. It was the Republican Party that not only freed the slaves, but they also ratified the 14th Amendment, which defines citizenship, and the 15th Amendment, which gave blacks the right to vote. So I just wish the Republican Party would do a better job of reminding minorities of that it's not the Democratic Party that set them free. It's the Democratic Party that started the slave plantation and continues to be the modern day slave plantation.
Well, Charles,
it's doing nothing but harming blacks.
No, you're right. I would encourage people to watch a great HBO movie, and I thought Bryan Cranston did an amazing job all the way with LBJ, and it tells the story of the passage of the Civil Rights Act. And when you see it was Democrats who were trying to stop the civil rights movement. You know, people need to see it. They need to understand the real history. And you're right, the Republicans need to do a better job of explaining. Hey, Charles, got to run. Great stuff as always. Grace, my heart is troubled.
Well, Todd, I'm here.
You know,
I'm your shoulder to cry on.
I'm
so
a sensitive.
Just tell me.
I'm a sensitive soul.
I know.
And sometimes the hyperbole, sometimes the political rhetoric gets a little hot here on the program. And I think I've done
President Biden wrong.
Oh, how so?
I have mocked the man for not knowing how to ride a bicycle. I have mocked the man for, his inability to climb stairs.
It's okay, Todd.
So I want to do something. I want to make it right.
Okay.
And I think our audience is going to get in on this. I think they're going to appreciate this. I think we need to raise money here on the Todd Stearns radio program to buy the president some training wheels for his bicycle so he doesn't have to worry about falling over, tipping over.
That's a very generous gesture, Todd.
And also, I've been online, and I think I'm going to be able to order this through Amazon. And I'm going to send this to the White House, but I want to send President Biden a chairlift that, and we'll have it painted like the same colors as Air Force One, so he can just sit there and he doesn't have to climb up the stairs, right? He can just go.
No risks.
Have a seat, Mr. President.
Have a seat.
We'll get like a little presidential seat belt with the emblem there on the. That's just my way of saying we're with you, Mr. President. We'll be right back, Amira. I think that'll work.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. And we have a bit of news to share with you. Now, I can't tell you how we obtained this information, but you can probably guess. But we have a lot of sources within the White House itself, and some of them were boots on the ground in Delaware, and they're big fans of the show. And I've already said too much. I don't want you guys to guess who our sources are here. But yes, there was video of President Biden falling off of his bicycle yesterday or over the weekend. There's more to it, and we actually have the audio of what really went down, what really happened as Joe Biden was pedaling towards the press corps and these people that were standing around in Delaware. Let's take a listen to the exclusive video and audio.
Mr. President, Mayor, Dr. Biden, how is Delaware?
Oh, my. Sounds like he took out the entire press corps there. Wow. You know, I feel bad. I feel bad for President Biden. And Grace Baker. Oh, we're going to play it one more time. You want to hear it one more time, Grace Baker? All right, let's go back and listen. All right. Well, all right. So we'll reset that up. Grace, what is going on over there?
It's just we're all dying laughing here about Joe Biden on the bike, and I just cannot believe that you obtained that exclusive audio. I didn't know we had fans up at the White House like that.
Well, I don't want to say much more. I don't want to say much more.
Let's just listen again.
All right.
I'm falling in the park and I can't get up.
Don't worry. Help is on the way.
Oh, he had the life alert. I had no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
You know, there's like Snyder cut of the Justice League. This was like the Biden cut of the bicycle accident.
Wow. So life alert. I guess he pressed the button.
He pressed the button.
He pressed the button and it worked.
Whew.
Thank God. Thank the Lord.
He says he's a devout Catholic. You know, some people wear the cross around their neck. He's got the life alert.
Got the life alert, and he just pushed the button.
Oh,
and then they come in and they send 911.
Like angels.
They dispatch the first responders.
We joke, but he is okay. We're pretty sure he's
okay. No, he's not okay. He's a little touched in the head. But this... All I can say is that Grace Baker, and we made this announcement in the last hour of the show, we here at the Todd Stearns Radio Program, we want to help the president.
We're generous.
We are a generous people, and it's very clear he's having trouble maneuvering the stairs on Air Force One. He cannot ride his bicycle. So we're gonna raise money, and if we don't raise the money, I will pay for it myself. We're gonna send to the White House we're going to send some training wheels for the bicycle, so that way he won't have that issue. The bike will remain upright.
Well, my 8-year-old brother has, some training wheels he finished with about a couple years ago. I think we still have them lying around. We can just give them.
So you are telling me, Grace Baker, you will donate the training wheels from your 8-year-old brother's bicycle.
Exactly.
I just think that is a noble thing. God bless you. God bless you.
It was just Juneteenth.
You're a patriot. That's all you are. You're a patriot, Grace Baker. And the studio audience is going wild. God bless you.
I try. We're all in a day's work.
So we're also, and this may take a little bit of an effort because I was pricing these stair lifts, and these things are a little pricey.
You got to count in inflation.
But you got to, that's right, and at a paint job because we don't want it to clash with the colors of Air Force One.
No.
So we're going to buy the president a stair lift, and we'll ship this to the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and we're going to say courtesy of the Todd Stearns Radio Program. And we're going to buy him a chairlift they can install on Air Force One so the president doesn't have to worry about falling up or down the stairs anymore.
I think that would save our country. I really do.
Well, quite frankly, workman's comp, you know?
Yeah, true.
I'm just saying. I wonder who in our audience would like to become a part of that. Of our fundraiser.
I can start a GoFundMe.
Can we get like Barry Manilow to like do a special song? We can have like a telethon on the radio.
Yeah.
I love this.
Liz Cheney could be the head of it.
Liz. I love it. Let's get Liz on the line. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now look, President Trump weighed in on the transgender story. There's a fascinating story that's coming out of World Swimming where they're cracking down on these dudes who are putting on the bikinis and swimming with the girls. And they're saying, you know what? We've got to put a stop to this nonsense. And they're taking a hard, hard approach to this. So the World of Swimming, the international governing body for swimmers, has now decided they're not going to allow men who identify as women to compete with the women. And they're catching all sorts of you-know-what. The gender inclusion policy will only permit swimmers who transitioned before the age of 12 to compete in women's sports. The world body voted 71.5% in favor of the new policies. There was also a proposal for a new open competition policy. The organization said it was setting up a new working group, and they're going to look into all of that. Why not just have a separate transgender category? I don't know why that's such a big problem. But President Trump put all of this into perspective. So he was talking to a group in South Haven, Mississippi, our great listeners down there on KWAM, and the president was pointing out that, look, this is a big problem. However, he thinks it would, if they're going to go forward with this, then you would be foolish not to take full advantage of the fact that you can have men who identify as women playing on basketball teams. Cut number 10.
Looks left, looks right. Then she sees this person next. Holy man. This guy had a wingspan. Did you see the guy?
We're talking about like Leah Thomas.
He was the longest human being.
Big bone.
Like this. Arms that went down to the floor. But did you see the look? He's looking. She's a hole. You know what she said when she saw him to herself? But I won't say this because I don't want to get it on camera. She looked at him. She said, holy I'm in trouble. Right? And, it was very sad because she was seriously injured during the race. You know what injured her? Windburn. She got burned by the wind. He went by her so fast. Never recovered. Windburn. So he broke the record by 38 seconds. It's so unfair to women. It's so unfair to women. I mean, if I were a basketball coach, I know who I'd be going. I don't want to get involved, but I'd be hiring. I'd have the greatest women's basketball team of all time. I can't stand LeBron James, but I would say, LeBron, did you ever think about going woman? Because if you did, I'd like to put you on my team. Can't stand the guy either. I don't like him, but I'd like to have him on my basketball team. He would be the captain of my women's basketball team. We wouldn't lose. We wouldn't lose too many games.
It's true, though. Folks, this is why we love President Trump, because you know we're all thinking it. I mean, just think about this. All you have to do is self-identify, and poof, you want to be a woman? Fine, you're a woman. That's how society, this, even Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, over the weekend, Hillary Clinton was like, you guys got to cut this crap out. So Hillary, at her heart, is a pragmatist. And this is, it's fascinating to watch her operate. Hillary Clinton over the weekend was warning the Democrats that the transgender movement is not the hill to die on. And she's warning Democrats that, hey, look, this is not going to work for you. Van Jones over at CNN actually went out, pardon me, and Van Jones was saying, hey, look, if you, excuse me, I've got choked up there, Grace. But Van Jones is out there, and he's saying, I don't know anybody out there who's calling each other Latinx.
Nope, I don't know.
Nobody.
I heard in a Disney Plus show recently they said Latinx, and I'm like, really, guys? Yeah,
nobody says that. Nobody
Only
says
in your
that.
Imagination, Disney. That's it.
Yeah. No, it's true. So Hillary, and she, look, she's not stupid. She's a very brilliant strategist.
She's very calculated.
And this is the thing you need to know about the Democrats, because what Hillary did here was give us a little bit of a glimpse inside the demented mind of the Democrats. They don't care about you people. Blacks, gays, Hispanics, they don't care about you. It's all about power.
Yep.
And if you're hurting them, then you're gone. You are dead to them. That's what Hillary's basically trying to say.
Exactly.
And she's not wrong. I will say this. The problem is that the AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar of the Democrat Party are the ones who are actually controlling this party right now.
Yeah.
So Hillary really does not have a lot of power, and neither does Nancy Pelosi.
No. But I will say, when Nancy Pelosi wants something done, she does kind of put the squad in their place, I feel like, and says, you're going to vote this way or you're going to be in trouble. That's the way it feels like to me. Like, she's the mom and they're the kids, and she's like, now you go stand over there in the corner. You know, I mean, she's made AOC cry. So.
Is it time for gay news? I think we need. Yes, it is time, ladies and gentlemen. Gay news across the fruited plain.
YMCA. The gay national anthem. Did you ever hear that? They call it the gay national anthem. But YMCA gets people up and it gets them moving.
Look fabulous, America. Fabulous. All right. Grace, you're going to have to help me out here.
Okay.
Harry Styles.
Ah, yes.
So he's the guy that wears the makeup and the dresses.
Yeah, not a lot of makeup. It's more like grandmother clothes.
Okay. So he's wearing women's clothes.
Yeah.
So is he like, does he identify here, or what's the deal?
You know, he's starring in some movie that he's going to play a gay dude, apparently. You know, all the ladies love him, but I have a feeling he swings both ways. But I've only seen him date women.
So anyway, he's running around on stage.
Yes.
He was with this group. What is it? One Voice, One Direction? Something.
One Direction.
Oh, One Direction. Thank you.
You were in the right ballpark. Good job. Whoops, That was pretty good.
And Simon Cowell found the guys. Weren't they all like America's Got Talent or one of those things?
Yeah, Britain's Got Talent.
Whatever. Yeah. They don't have much talent over there. But
oh, gosh.
That's why we beat them. So, anyway, Harry Styles now out on his own, and this is what happened, I guess, during a recent performance. Cut two, please.
You are officially out. Okay. I think that's how it works. All right, when this sign goes over the head, you're officially gay, my boy. Okay? You ready?
One.
Ooh.
What was he's that encouraging all about? His crowd to come out, so he has the rainbow flag and he's running. He's like, as soon as this passes over you, you're gay. I'm like, geez, get me out from under there.
That's very weird.
It's very weird. But it's sad because he is extremely popular among people my age.
All right.
I don't get it.
So, well, all right. Good luck to you if that's your thing. There's also another big controversy. This is in the state of Texas. The Republicans are having their big gathering over the weekend, their state convention. And the log cabin Republicans were shut out. As a matter of fact, the Texas Republican Party voted to shut out the log cabin Republicans. Now, that is a gay Republican organization. And the Texas Republican Party went so far as to adopt a platform that refers to homosexuality as abnormal and opposes all efforts to validate transgender identity. It's a 40-page platform. And so now you've got a bunch of gay conservatives who are very upset over all of this. Now, I am curious, and we got to go to a break here, but do you have a problem with gays in the Republican Party? Do you? Do you have a problem with people who identify as LGBT or Q being a part of the Republican Party? Should they be kicked out of the Republican Party? Would you rather them vote for a Democrat? I mean, and for that matter, what about atheists? Would you have a problem with atheists joining the Republican Party? Oh, we got to take a break, but we're going to take your calls on this. 844-747-8868. Do you agree with the Texas Republicans for booting the gays out of the party? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
This just in, all you Catholics out there, listen up. The rumors are that Pope Francis may be getting ready to resign. The Pope, by the way, is a far leftist. I mean, it's borderline fascist with this guy. But no doubt that the Pope has done just what the Southern Baptist leaders have done, and they've really tried to, the Pope has tried, it's not so much neutralize the Catholic Church from the culture wars, but the Pope has taken a radical leftist approach. Southern Baptists have just decided to sit it all out. But the reporting, and this is coming from TMZ, that the Pope may be getting ready to call it a day. Your thoughts on that, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go back to this audio that we played earlier of this farmer. The president of the Black Farmers Association is warning Americans that we've got big problems coming up. Cut number one, please.
When you say there's going to be food shortages, are we talking about yes. things like what we see from Venezuela or from Cuba or from Russia, where if you go to the grocery store, is it that they're out of Honey Nut Cheerios or are they out of all cereal?
Well, most people don't know. Corn, for instance, is in corn flakes and corn syrup. Soybeans are in all sorts of products that wind up in your local grocery stores. So when you don't have enough corn, when you don't have enough wheat, when you don't have enough soybeans, those things, those major items that we need to make all of these other products are not going to be in your local grocery stores like we've been used to. For so long, we've had and enjoyed, you know, lots of food in this country. So we've never, ever faced a food shortage. And I think that's coming in the coming months. The Biden administration that I've been urging to take more swift action still hasn't taken the action that's, I believe, that's needed.
No, I agree with him. And again, my concern, we're hearing reports from all over America of food processing centers, food plants, manufacturing places that have just gone up in smoke. They're burning down. And people are saying that this is not coincidental, that there's something much bigger going on here, that this is a man-made, man-caused food shortage that we're about to suffer here in America. Do you find any truth in that? 844-747-8868. We're going to the phones coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, so Don Trump Jr. is weighing out on this big story out of Texas over the weekend where the log cabin Republicans, the gay Republicans, were banned from being a part of the Texas Republican Party. And Don Jr. is saying that he's accusing the Texas Republican Party of canceling gay Republicans by excluding them from the convention. And others are saying what they ought to be doing, they ought to be focused more on removing the rhinos instead of attacking gay conservatives. This is what Donald Trump Jr. says. And many others agree with Don Jr. And somebody said, well, okay, if you're going to ban the gays from the Republican Party, what about the atheists? What about all the D4Cs? I mean, if you're, you know, again, if you've gone out there and you've gotten a divorce, should you be allowed to be a part of the Republican Party? Where do you draw the line? Now, look, here's my take on this. And you know what? Let's go to the phones real quick. I want to go to Terry in Georgia, WDUN. Terry, I think the controversy here is how big the Republican tent ought to be.
Yeah, and Todd, I got to tell you, I totally agree with Don Trump Jr. on this. If the Republican Party continues to disenfranchise potential voters, you don't have a tent, you have a lean-to. And it's interesting. You should hear how much money Stacey Abrams is spending on advertising down here in Georgia. And, you know, the party really needs to get its act together. We're hoping for a big red win in November, but you've got to take the right actions or it's not going to happen.
Look, I completely understand why some people have a problem with the LGBT agenda. I get that. But the reality is the Republican Party is not a religious organization. It is a political party. And if they want to go down that path, and I don't know who's running the Texas Republican Party, but if they want to have some sort of a litmus test, they're going to lose elections. I mean, that's just the reality. You're going to have to build a coalition. That doesn't mean, you know what? You don't have to agree with everything, but we're not talking about revising the party platform. And if you can agree on the basics, I think you can find agreement to work to win elections to protect all of our rights.
I think you're 100% correct on that. And, you know, what is the litmus test?
Yeah.
You have to agree with me on 100% of, you know, my platform or majority. It's a pretty thin line there and a slippery slope.
Yeah. And you're right, Terry. It is. Thank you for the call. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very excited to have a good friend of this program. He is the executive vice president of the American Family Association, just a great broadcaster in his own right. And honestly, I think this should have been the argument from the Texans is this issue of transgenderism. Ed Vitagliano joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Ed, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing great, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
You know, Ed, coming out just a little while ago, you had the World Swimming Governing Body saying, "Yeah, we're not going to let men compete with women in these swimming races." And it was refreshing to hear somebody weigh in with a dose of common sense on this issue.
Absolutely. And, you know, in November of this past year, the International Olympic Committee kind of punted a little bit. And what they did was they said that the kind of global bodies over each sport need to make this final decision on the transgender issue. And FINA seems to be the first one. I haven't heard any of the others coming out, but its members voted almost 72%. In favor of making this change, where they're saying, listen, unless a swimmer began the transition process before age 12, that is before puberty, they can't compete in biological males, cannot compete in women's events. And that just makes so much sense, and it was by such a large margin. My normally pessimistic nature on these kinds of things, I'm thinking maybe they'll stick to it because they're going to get blasted.
Well, I, even Hillary Clinton, she was doing an interview over the weekend, and she said, look, this is not the hill to die on. You know, going out there and calling, J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, a fascist because she believes that men are men and women are women. She says that's not a winning formula. So even people as far left as Hillary Clinton understand the issue here, Ed.
Yeah, well, Todd, I think the problem for the Democratic Party is you have establishment types like, obviously, Hillary Clinton, who take a more pragmatic approach to politics. And someone like Hillary Clinton is going to say, what is going to work in terms of the next election so we can get in and do what we believe is best for the country? Now, I disagree with Hillary Clinton on probably just about everything, but I agree with her on this, that the transgender movement represents such a tiny fraction of the American people, yet is such a dramatic departure from what a lot of people view as common sense. I think she's exactly right. The problem for her is that her party, I won't say it's completely taken over by the pro-trans kind of activists, but I think she's going to get, and other establishment types for the Democratic Party, are going to get a lot of pushback from those who are committed to this issue and aren't going to take pragmatic considerations into account.
And I'm curious what you guys are hearing from your constituents, the listeners of American Family Radio, because it seems as though this movement, this transgender movement, is really being birthed and grown within the public school system starting in preschool.
Well, yeah, it really is. And I think this is part of the radical left's movement in trying to completely overturn our foundational principles. They're willing, of course, to work with adults and fight those battles on college and university campuses, on PBS or what have you. But they also have an eye to the future. And I think it is clear with issues like the transgender movement, critical race theory, and some of these others, that they intend to change the next generations of young people so that they become adults that they can count on to be supportive of their agenda. And we kind of saw this in the dust up over the Florida law. I think most Americans want to be compassionate towards people who are struggling with their gender, but parents have rights too, especially when it comes to their own children. And that's why you're getting all this pushback. If there was a silver lining in the whole COVID shutdown, it clearly seems to be that parents, maybe for the first time, looking over their kids' shoulders as their kids were learning remotely, started figuring out what their kids were being taught. And this pushback is not going to go away either. So you're going to have transgender activists who are going to continue to push hard in our public schools, but parents are beginning to fight back, and I don't think that fight's going away either.
Ed Vitagliano is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is vice president, executive vice president at the American Family Association. Ed, this is no doubt this is the culture war battle right here. And You're dealing with kids. You're dealing with, and if we were to believe the numbers, I think a survey came out last week, and we were talking about it on the program, where an overwhelming majority of the people who identify as transgender are under the age of 18, which again tells me this is about indoctrination. This is about grooming. Right. How do you guys at AFR deal with this issue? It's very sensitive, but at the same time, you've got to speak truth into the culture.
Yeah, so we start with the kind of presupposition that a biological boy, for example, his belief about his gender it may be what that individual thinks, but it's not reality. At the same time, and this is one of the reasons why we're opposed to corporate woke pandering and virtue signaling, is because there really are people who are struggling with their identity and feel lost. The answer isn't to encourage them to continue, you know, kind of wandering aimlessly in the darkness of their delusion. That will only prolong their suffering. So, you know, we're a Christian organization. We believe that the answer is the gospel and the love of God, and that's the light that is going to help these lost individuals kind of find their way home and find the peace they desire. We made release in 2020 a movie called In His Image. People can watch it for free at inhisimage.movie. And it is our attempt to bring a biblical perspective on this very critical issue. And it's done compassionately because these people, you know, they deserve to have the sympathy and support of people who do not want to see them harmed. But at the same time, what a person thinks in his or her mind is not necessarily reality to everyone else. And people who disagree have a right to express their opinion, too.
You see, and Ed, I'm so glad that you framed it like that, because we know that the mainstream media, they hate you guys. The leftists hate you guys. And they misconstrue what American Family Association is really all about. And it's, I think the approach that you guys have to these very important issues is not only admirable, but I think it's also biblical, and it's filled with compassion and love for people. And I just really appreciate that. Ed, we're going to let you go, but I got to brag on the brand new building. The facilities there at American Family Association are beautiful, and I know you guys have to be excited about the growth and the expansion after all these years.
Yeah, we are. The building is finished. We're all moved in. Well, most of us, we still have a little bit of renovation going on in one of our older buildings. But for 40 years, the building across the street served us, but we have all kinds of leaks. And part of the building was about to fall into the gully behind it. So it was time to kind of build for the next 40 years, and we're grateful to God for his help in doing that. And like you, Todd, we have a heart for this nation and its people, and we're just going to do what we can to speak the truth in love.
And more importantly, Ed, how's the AC? Is it holding up well?
Yeah, AC is working fine here. And listen, with all due respect to my forefathers, I don't care if they think I'm a weenie. I love air conditioning, and it is really important. I know our ancestors, you know, kind of birthed this nation out of the heat and with the sweat of their brow, but I'm grateful for AC.
Well said. All right, Ed. Well, look, always fun having you on, and we got to get you back on. It's been way too long, and we appreciate the great work and the partnership we have with American Family Radio.
And grateful for you too, Todd. Anytime you need me on, we'll work it out.
All right. Ed Vitagliano is the executive VP over at American Family Association. Ed, God bless, and stay cool down there in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Same to you, brother.
All right. Good people down there. Really good people. And they're, you know what? They are so careful and mindful of the ministry dollars they receive. It's a nonprofit, and they just have a wonderful track record. And honest to goodness, when I first drove down there about 10 years ago, I'm like, wow, you know, normally they have a lot of these Christian ministries have these palatial, you know, things. But man, it was very frugal. And because it's not about them, it's about the ministry, and it's about the message, and I appreciate that. Hey, real quick, I want to go to the phones here. Jeff in Georgia, WDUN, wants to weigh in on this controversy over in Texas. Hey, Jeff, what's up? What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I just overheard what you're talking about, and I've been voting Republican all my life, ever since Reagan's. And I will not vote Republican if the Republican Party brings in the homosexual agenda with the big tent thing, you know, so they can get a vote. This country's over. This country would be over. We would have compromised everything that we believe in if the Republican Party would to do that. It'd
Jeff,
be over.
Jeff,
we'd
I don't
compromise.
Jeff, I don't think that's what they're doing. That this is where I'm confused. It would be one thing if you had the log cabin Republicans going in and saying, "Okay, you're going to make the following changes to your platform to accommodate our beliefs." That's not what they're doing. Instead, the Republican Party down in Texas decided, you know what, we're going to go ahead and put into our platform the following language that we believe, you know, homosexuality is a deviant behavior. So it's really the other way around. And my contention here, Jeff, is, and I may, you know, and if I'm wrong, you guys can call me out on this, but if we're going to go down that path, okay, well, what about the atheist? Is it okay for an atheist to be a part of the Republican Party? What about, I mean, if you could, what about somebody who's been divorced a time or two? Are they allowed to be a part? And again, you have to be careful if you turn a political organization into a religious organization.
Well, this country was founded on, that's the only thing that made it great is Christianity. Now, the atheist, you know, and the marriage and thing like that, you know, God did not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of that. He destroyed those cities because of homosexuality.
So you don't want gays in the Republican Party?
Absolutely not. That is connected to a critical race theory, to this gender situation. It's all. That is all ballooning out of this agenda.
Jeff, I got to run. We are late for a break. Folks, Jeff, thanks for the call. Jeff says he doesn't want gays in the Republican Party. So, 844-747-8868. Agree or disagree? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, come on, people, come on. So somebody sent me a note. Todd, shame on you. Shame on you. They said that the Republican Party is for Christians only. No Catholics, no atheists, no gays. I guess no Muslims. I didn't mention Muslims. I guess can't have any conservative Muslims. You know, folks, if you have that mentality, fine, that's fine. You're not going to win any elections. You're just not. I mean, that's the reality of it. So good luck. You know, and again, if anybody had a problem, it should be the Republican establishment, because back in the 1980s, it was the late great Jerry Falwell Sr. who launched the moral majority. And quite frankly, that was when the evangelicals swooped in and actually laid the groundwork to take over the Republican Party. So, I mean, what would have happened if back in the day the establishment Republicans would have had that mentality? They could have said, yeah, we don't want your kind here in our party, in our political party. What you do in your church, your denomination, that is your business. But when you become part of a political organization and you start making those kinds of edicts, guess what? You're not going to win elections. You're not going to be effective. And I, Todd Starnes, I'm pretty darn comfortable saying I would rather have a gun-toting, Bible-clinging, flag-waving, conservative, gay Republican than one of these rhinos who will lie to your face and then go to Capitol Hill and vote with the Democrats and take away your guns. And for that matter, we just had the caller from Georgia. So what that person is saying is, yeah, we don't want people like Donald Trump associated with the Republican Party.
because Donald Trump is probably the most pro-gay president we've had. So you can go down that path if you want to go down that path. But I say let's all work together for the common good in the Republican Party. Not the church house, the Republican Party, a political party. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. If I am wrong, give me a call, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We're so delighted that you are with us today. Oh, by the way, we're going to be jumping into this big story about Ashley Biden and her father in just a little while. Harmeet Dhillon is going to be here to weigh in on a really shocking and disgusting story about the President of the United States, and we're going to get to that a little bit later on. Also, Eric Greitens, the Senate candidate from Missouri, coming out with a new ad, and we're going to play this. It's going bonkers, trending right now on social media. But basically, we'll play it a little bit later on. You just hang tight with us. I do right now, though, want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us Joe Pinion. He is running against Chucky Schumer, wants to be the next senator from New York. Joe, welcome to the program.
Todd, always good to join you, my friend. Glad to be here with you guys.
Joe, of course, you've got your own show on Newsmax TV, and we're always excited to be a part of the great agenda over at Newsmax. Joe, what is it that's going to move the needle for you? And this would be the mother of all upsets if we're able to take out Chucky.
Well, look, I think for me, obviously, I stepped down at Newsmax to take this on full time, and I did it not to force my mother to wear the scarlet leather of having a 38-year-old unemployed son. I did it because our nation is in a crisis. I did it because the republic that we love is on the brink of becoming unrecognizable. And I believe that we will be successful come Election Day because enough New Yorkers have their eyes open to the untold story of New York, that Syracuse, New York is the epicenter for child poverty in the nation per capita, that Rochester, New York is top five most dangerous places to live in the country per capita, more dangerous to live in Rochester, New York than it is to live in Chicago, Illinois. These are not Republican talking points. This is the real pain and suffering that New Yorkers have been experiencing over the 42 years Chuck Schumer has been in Congress, 24 in the Senate. It's why we lead the nation in outward migration, 19 million and shrinking. 1 million of our neighbors have left. We've lost congressional seats as a result. And I think this is finally the year, from the soaring cost of gas to the unattainable cost of chicken, that New Yorkers are going to finally say enough is enough.
Well, I would hope so, and we're seeing the same thing happen in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. We are a majority-minority city, and it's been very encouraging to see so many in the minority communities embracing the Republicans and the Republican agenda. I think people have finally said enough is enough, and they realize the Democrats aren't doing anything for them.
Well, look, I mean, my grandfather told me a long time ago, the road to yes often includes a maybe. And I don't necessarily think that everybody who lives in New York who is a former Democrat is going to run for the exits and register with the Republican Party. But I do think that we can go and tell them you have a real chance to have a real choice. Do you believe that we are better off today than we were 24 years ago? If you don't, you cannot keep sending Chuck Schumer down to D.C. on our behalf. And so the thesis for our campaign has been quite clear. If you're unhappy with the world as it is today, stop voting for the architects who built it. Chuck Schumer is the preeminent architect in American politics today, in many ways, more so than Joseph Robinette Biden himself. And whether you're left of Bernie Sanders, whether you're right of Donald Trump, what he does in the name of New Yorkers impacts every single American. And what Americans are experiencing right now, from the open sesame policies on the southern border that has led fentanyl to become the leading cause of death for people aged 18 to 45 in this nation, Chinese gangsters that have teamed up with Mexican gangsters to bring death to the doorsteps of urban, suburban, and rural mothers alike, black, brown, white, and everywhere in between. This is not a partisan fight. This is certainly not a left versus right fight. It is a right versus wrong struggle, a spiritual battle for the soul of this nation. We believe that getting the word out there, programs like yours, patriots all across this country, we're going to send a message on November 8th that is undeniable, that what Chuck Schumer has done to this nation is unacceptable, and we, the people, have come to take our country back.
You see, I love this message, and Joe, for people who do not live in New York State, they need to understand that outside of Manhattan, it is just as conservative, by and large, as all get out. I mean, it's a pretty rural state outside of Manhattan.
Absolutely. You look across this state, most of the time on election day, the map is ruby red. The only place it is not ruby red is the heart of New York City. And so I think, again, we don't have to win New York City. If I was running for mayor of New York, I'd say this might be a fool's errand. But to tell people all across this country, they can go to joepinion.com and help us out, because, again, Chuck Schumer's actions, they impact all of us equally. And if we can get the 30% out of New York City we need, we have the opportunity to go to places like Rochester, like Syracuse, go to places like Staten Island, go to places like Long Island, where there are people who still believe in common sense principles, who do not believe that we should have schools that start teaching 4- and 5- and 6-year-olds about masturbation when they're much too young to even know about the nature of sex, much less the mechanics of it. So this is the struggle that we're in today, to tell people that we are not going to continue to go down this rabbit hole where everything we know to be right is called wrong. Everything we know to be wrong is called right. We're going to be a nation that remembers that our rights do not come from government. They come from God. No man or government can take those rights away. They're inalienable for a reason. And if you remember those facts, if you understand that we are a constitutional republic, that our founders intended us to be free from the tyranny of a king and free from the tyranny of all government, join our cause. Help us build an uncommon coalition of the police officers that have been fired, the nurses who were heroes a year ago and now can't get a job. These are the people who are going to help us overcome the odds and help send this nation in a direction that is finally recognizable to all of us once again.
Well, good luck to you, Joe, and we'll get you back on between now and Election Day. JoePinion.com. That's JoePinion.com. We got a link to it on the live show blog. Joe, good luck out there on the campaign trail.
Thank you so much, Todd. God bless you, and I'll talk to you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. I like Joe Pinion. This guy went to Colgate University. He was a 2-year varsity letterman and was an incredible football player and is just an incredible American patriot. And I am so encouraged to see young African-Americans, millennials, rising up within the party, conservatives, one and all, and saying, you know what? We're going to take back our country. We're going to stand up for freedom and liberty in America. So wouldn't it be great if Chuckie Schumer got upset by Joe Pinion? So you folks listening to us in New York, you know what you got to do there. I want to go, before we run to break, I want to go to the phones here. Allie has been on hold for a while. Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on our great flagship station, KWAM. Allie, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Todd. I just wanted to come on and say that I want to talk about the group, some of the responses that people are coming back with about wanting to kick out gay people from the Republican Party. I think we're completely getting blindsided by Pride Month. And I think that there are a lot of people who are starting to think that all gay people are like the people that are acting out during Pride Month. And I don't believe that that's true. I know a lot of gay people who do not act that way. But I also want people to remember that Jesus didn't teach us to sit there and judge our neighbors. He told us to love our neighbors. So I think that the idea of wanting to kick people out of the Republican Party right here before the November or before November, like this is, I don't want to go there. You know, I don't want to start screwing up. I mean, I don't want our Republicans to lose sight of wanting a red wave. So this is, I think, where we're going to start losing sight. If we start kicking people out that we all of a sudden don't agree with, either because they're gay or religiously, that's not exactly what you said. Political. We need to start remembering what do we agree on politically, and stop getting to the point where we're going to go, oh, I judge you for how you live your life, because that's not Christian. You don't judge somebody on how they live their life. That's not your place. You're just told to love them.
You know, Allie, I saw this up close and personal when I first started at Fox, and they sent me out to cover the annual March for Life. Back in the early 2000s, by and large, I mean like 80% of the people marching, all Roman Catholics. There were no Baptists. There were no Protestants marching. It was predominantly a Catholic event. And I'm sitting here going, oh, why is that? Why, you know, and I know why, because a lot of evangelicals don't want to do anything with Catholics and vice versa. Okay, fine, I get that. But you think we can set aside our theological differences to stand together and defend the unborn? And guess what, Allie? Somebody got that message, and now there are just about 50-50, and we're able to make some big changes in defending the unborn in this country. So, again, if we're talking about church, that's one thing, but we're talking about a political party, and right. That, to me, is something very different.
I do, and I think we need to stay strong. I think we need to keep the same ideas of staying strong to try to pull our country back together, because we need everyone to be involved on trying to get the country back on track. And this is not the time to start kicking people out because we don't like one little thing.
Allie,
we need everyone to stay strong.
And Allie, I am so glad you mentioned something else here. You're right. I think this is a small group, but very loud and vocal group. They control a lot of the media, and they're able to get their voice out there. But by and large, I would say that most people who identify as gay in America want to live their lives and you know, be under the radar. You know, they don't want to be out in the public. They don't want you or me to affirm anything. They just want to live their life how they want to live their life. And I say, under the United States Constitution, that is your constitutional right, and that's the way it ought to be.
I agree. I also wanted to say one more thing, Todd. I'm a former teacher, and I believe that everything that is going on with these, what we're watching on these TikTok videos, it's absolutely disgusting, because I worked with ages K through 12, and I would even, and I taught theater, and honestly, it's sad to even look at what it's all come down to. But I mean, these children are so impressionable at such a young age. I would sit there, and if I showed up to like a rehearsal, and of course, I taught in a Christian school, and so I was very mindful of everything that I said, everything that I wore, to make sure that, of course, I don't want to be a stumbling block, because as a Christian, you don't want to be a stumbling block on anyone else. So I never wanted to be a stumbling block to my children. And I would wear leggings over, you know, underneath my Nike shorts, because I would never, Nike shorts were too short to be wearing in front of anybody, any high school students, whatever. And I'm not kidding. One Saturday, I had little kids. I had these little third graders that showed up with Nike shorts on. They had their leggings on underneath them. Their moms walked in. They said, they've never done this before. We don't know. Did you ask them to do this? And I said, no, I did not. And they were like, oh, okay. Oh, you wear them. So this must be why. And I was like, yes, I guess that's why. So they're, oh, can we all take a picture together? They just look so cute. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. So, I mean, honestly, even so much as what you wear, they watch everything. So it just absolutely breaks my heart to sit here and go, they're telling children this? Yes, they are picking up on that. And that is what is influencing them to go in that direction.
It's frightening. And Allie, you know, we shared the stats where a majority, an overwhelming majority of those who now identify as transgender are under the age of 18. What does that tell you as a school teacher?
Well, I don't teach anymore, but honestly, I believe it's 100% by their atmosphere.
Yeah.
What they're allowed to see, it's by what they're watching, it's by, I mean, if the teachers are telling them that, it can definitely be influenced by the teachers.
All right. Allie.
Their kids were, they looked up to them. I mean, there were students who looked up to teachers. They
no doubt.
Like heroes. I mean, and so that can influence the child. If they're missing a parent at home, you know, that they can almost sometimes teachers who can, you know, kind of set an example to make them want to kind of go in that direction. I mean, I have students who ended up becoming theater teachers.
Allie, we got to leave it there. We are late for a break, but I like your way of thinking. I want you to give us a call back, and it's great insight you have as a former school teacher or a retired school teacher. Thanks for listening to us. Folks, we do need to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Have you tried this incredible new iced tea that I've been telling you guys about, Life Change Tea? This stuff is unbelievable. And it's also good for you. They're having a huge summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea. Let me tell you about this. It's a natural dental cleanse you can use daily for optimum health. I drink it every day, and it is the right combo of 12 herbs. Comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's been around since 2007, made right here in the USA. It's easy to brew. You just keep it in the fridge. Pop a few ice cubes in the glass, and boom, there you go. I drink mine out of my Uncle Cy Tupperware glass from the Duck Dynasty days. You're going to love it, folks. Summertime, who doesn't want some iced tea during the summertime heat? That's why I drink Life Change Tea daily. Here's what I want you to do. Go to getthetea.com, getthetea.com. Use the discount code TODD10. They're going to give you an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's $50 in savings. Getthetea.com. TODD10 is your code. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
So, Grace Baker, one of the reasons I was not here on Friday, which I'm trying to take Fridays off in the summer. I sort of do that traditionally, but I'm always working.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work out that well, but I was given an award by the Southern Gospel Music Promoters Association.
Oh, really? For your singing, right?
No. They didn't want me to sing. But they gave me a lovely plaque and had a very nice event in downtown Memphis at the Sheraton Hotel, part of the beautiful new convention center complex, and it was very nice.
Very nice.
So thank you very much for that, and very nice people. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868, Collierville, Tennessee. Teresa, listening to us on KWAM. Teresa, how are you?
I'm great, Todd. How are you?
Teresa, I'm doing well. I'm bracing for the massive heat wave that is about to befall us.
I am too. Been up every morning, starting my day about 5:30.
Oh, good for you.
Todd, I love your show. And my friend Allie was the one who just called. I recognized her. I love that girl. She is very spiritual and a great conservative warrior. I wanted to chime in on the comment about the log cabin Republicans.
Yes.
And the decision made by Texas. I do not think that the Republican Party should be a party that excludes. As Donald Trump had said in his last month in office, we are the party of love. And that means that we must embrace those who don't think like us. Unlike the Democrats. And I happen to know many people who are gay. And the one thing that I can say about them is they're kind, they're extremely generous, and they're very charitable. And they're law-abiding. So that's a lot of wonderful qualities. So we just have to sort through our mindset on different things that we should not exclude.
All right. Teresa, well said, well put. We gotta take a break here. That's why the music is going to cut us off. So thanks for listening. Give us a call back. Again, folks, politics and church, and the party platform clearly says that marriage between one man, one woman. That's still the party platform. That hasn't changed. So I'm not sure why all the hullabaloo. Gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
So there are two big points to take away from this. The first is Joe Biden should not be running this country. No one who has run his own family in this way should be in charge of anybody else. His behavior as a father is truly dark, even by modern standards. Biden should explain immediately why he inappropriately showered with his own daughter. He should be asked that at his next press availability. His chief of staff, Ron Klain, who runs the country, should be asked, you work for a man who showered with his own daughter and by her own account distorted the rest of her life because he did. How do you feel about that? And at that point, Joe Biden should resign and at the very least spend the rest of his life trying to repair his own children who need it badly. And the second point to make is that Biden is using the FBI as his personal secret police, dispatching them forward to crush and intimidate and prosecute people who get in his way or his family's way. Maybe that's not surprising from a guy who spent his entire life living off taxpayers. He believes he owns the Department of Justice, but he doesn't. And the fact he's behaving as if he does is scary as hell. We cannot let the FBI become enforcers for politicians and their families. If we allow that, it's the end of everything.
All right, that was Tucker Carlson weighing in on Ashley Biden's diary. This is a crazy story, but the diary was found. She left it behind. She was doing a stint in rehab down in Florida. Apparently forgot she put her diary under the bed. A woman named Amy Harris found the diary, 39 years old, and showed the diary at a Republican fundraising event, allegedly, sold it, allegedly, to Project Veritas. Again, allegedly. This is the reporting of the Daily Mail. And so now she's under FBI investigation. I can't imagine she did anything wrong here. Project Veritas under investigation. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, we have really one of the best attorneys in America. She's representing Project Veritas, our good friend Harmeet Dhillon. Harmeet, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
This is an insane story, and I'm not sure. It seems to me like they're just trying to shut up Project Veritas and anybody who's read this diary.
Well, of course they are. There is no legal basis, and there never was, for this investigation in the Southern District of New York, for pre-dawn SWAT team raids on multiple journalists, for gathering over 200,000 emails belonging to Project Veritas dating back to almost a year before they ever got possession of the diary, and now continuing to persecute them even when they know, and as the story from the Daily Mail reveals, they are fully aware that the diary was abandoned by Ashley Biden and was never stolen. And so this is absolutely a witch hunt. This is the president using the federal United States Department of Justice and FBI as his personal police to protect his wayward children. It's not the first time he's done it, and it needs to stop.
The diary itself and these allegations that she showered with her father, the now president of the United States, as Tucker Carlson said, if any of these things are true, he needs to resign from his office. But it certainly does explain why the kids are so messed up if they were growing up in that sort of a household environment.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert on family dynamics. But I think we can all stipulate that the kids are messed up. I mean, you know, two children with drug problems. It's really sad, actually. And as human beings,
it is sad.
I don't want to dwell on their suffering. It's sad, and I hope they get the help they need. But when your father is in not only in the public eye, but is actually enabling your behavior. It just, you know, makes it that much worse. And so on the Hunter Biden side, we see, you know, abuse of other people in some of these videos and evidence from the laptop. And in this case, this young lady is herself speculating that her father's behavior may have contributed to her early sexualization and ultimately all the problems she's suffering right now. So look, their family problems are unique to them, but they shouldn't become America's problems, and they should not become the problems of suppressing journalist speech in America. And I will tell you that, Project Veritas is a great client. I love working with them. I love the First Amendment. We don't always see journalist organizations, Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, the American Civil Liberties Union, weighing in on our side because of the politics of some of the work that they do. But they have both weighed in on our side on this case in court, seeking disclosure from the court of the search warrant affidavits, which will show exactly what these DOJ officials told judges to get these secret warrants. And I've covered this on some other segments on Tucker's show, but what we learned recently is that the DOJ basically shopped warrants around to multiple different magistrate judges in the Southern District of New York. So, and it's not even clear that the main judge on the case, the federal district judge, not the magistrate judge, who has this case, was even told that the DOJ had been surveilling Project Veritas for months. And so, you know, while we went into court to get the DOJ to get the federal judge to order that a special master review our privileged communications, attorney-client privilege, financial documents with our donors, and journalistic privilege, we didn't even know at that time about all of the rest of this. So this is a massive civil rights violation that has been perpetrated on American journalists. It has a chilling effect on other journalists. And so this is much bigger than just Project Veritas. I want to be very clear about that.
Yeah, I look, I'm with you on that. And I think the key word there is chilling. And they want any journalist that's looking into this to know they could, it's not even the knock on the door, it's the battering ram in the middle of the night coming in and terrorizing these journalists. And that's what I think they were doing to Project Veritas. They were terrorizing these guys and gals.
You know, there's no circumstance under which I can imagine that it would be appropriate for the DOJ to do a pre-dawn raid, tipping off, by the way, the New York Times, of American journalists who had already offered to cooperate. Okay, we were already aware, based on other search warrants that had been executed, and by the time James O'Keefe was the target of such a raid, we'd already been in touch with the DOJ and offered to meet up with them, find out what they needed, and cooperate with them, because Project Veritas is law-abiding. They don't want to hide from the DOJ, and they want to explain, you know, the evidence they have within the bounds of ethics. So this was shock and awe, like we saw in other cases, that the DOJ has been abusing its power, tipping off the New York Times, which, by the way, is our litigation opponent in a different case, and generally just making a show trial of critics of the regime. This is something you see in Iran or, you know, Russia or other countries. It's not something you see in America, and it's just not acceptable, which is why we see these liberal journalist organizations and free speech organizations stepping forward.
Harmeet, before we have to let you go here, a couple of more questions on this. Again, the allegation, which in the warrant is that this diary was stolen, but as the facts are laid out in that Daily Mail story, that is simply not the case. Has anybody been charged with theft?
Not only has no one been charged with theft, you know, the way this case has evolved, it's not clear to me that there was ever any contemporaneous claim of theft. The claim that the diary was quote unquote stolen was probably emanated from Ashley Biden's lawyer, the same one who refused to authenticate the diary or arrange for the authentication of the diary. And as I mentioned on the show, every federal statute mentioned in the search warrant involves stolen property, conspiracy to traffic it, conspiracy to move it across state lines, conspiracy to sell it, possession of it. If there is no stolen property, there is no case. And there is no stolen property here. So I think this is now at this point the DOJ is been caught with its pants down. They're probably trying to figure out some way to get out of this by prosecuting somebody for this. But I just don't see any federal crime here whatsoever.
All right. Harmeet, great work here. Now, where are we in all of this? I know you're representing Project Veritas. How quickly do you think we're going to get a resolution?
Well, I'm only one of a team of lawyers. The main criminal defense lawyer for Project Veritas is a guy named Paul Cowley. Where this case is right now is Paul's firm that has filed papers with the federal court to get back our client's property that the DOJ still has, to disclose those affidavits. And, you know, at the end of this process, what we want is a statement from the DOJ that our client never committed any wrongdoing and never should have been prosecuted for this. Somebody, either in the government or outside the government or both, lied to get these search warrants, lied to federal judges, and we absolutely intend to make sure that they're held accountable. But first things first, this investigation needs to end, property needs to be returned, an accounting needs to be had, and then we need to start figuring out what to do about these civil rights violations.
All right. Harmeet, we're going to stay on top of this. Thank you for the great work, and thanks for taking good care of our friends over at Project Veritas.
My pleasure. Anytime, Todd. Thanks for having me.
All right. Harmeet Dhillon, and it's an incredibly disturbing case. And Harmeet, I mean, she's a class act, so she's not going to get into the what was in the diary, but we are, because this is another important component. If what Ashley Biden was writing in that diary is true, then we must call for the immediate resignation of Joe Biden. I mean, there's no way that guy deserves to be in the White House. And quite frankly, once the Republicans regain control of Congress, there should be investigations launched into the contents of this diary where she is alleged to have taken showers with her father, which she says, her words, were probably not appropriate. She also detailed her drug and sex addiction. And when you look at what's happening to her brother, Hunter, by the way, this is the daughter. This is the child she had with he had with Jill. So this is Jill's daughter. And then you've got the two adopted sons from his first marriage. The diary contains shocking and sensitive information, details about her chronic drug abuse, sex addiction, and being hypersexualized in her youth. She says, quote, I remember having sex with friends at a young age, showers with my dad, probably not appropriate. That is an item that she wrote an entry in her journal in January of 2019. But that would really explain why. I mean, there's no doubt about it. These guys, I mean, they're all grown adults now. They're responsible for their actions. But clearly they had a screwed up childhood. No doubt about it. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Do you believe Biden, this should disqualify Biden from serving in the White House? Now, look, you just heard Harmeet Dhillon on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are huge fans of Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they do something about it by making sure they donate to causes we care about, religious liberty, the First Amendment. And that's why I want you to consider making the switch to Patriot Mobile. They have some incredible deals for our listeners. They have plans to fit any budget and great discounts if you are a veteran or first responder. By the way, if you switch right now, use my promo code Todd, they're going to give you free activation and a free gift. They make it super easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT and use the promo code Todd.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, it's interesting, this report coming out now, and the story sort of exploding on social media. We have it up on our website. A prominent Southern Baptist leader saying that Southern Baptists just, and I'm quoting here, just bent over and became political whores with this whole Trump stuff. Not a single one of these woke, pro-CRT Southern Baptist leaders is condemning this. Nobody. But they do believe that. I'm telling you, Southern Baptist Convention, you guys have been overrun by the woke leftist, and you don't even know it. Catholics have, and they know it. They're trying to do something about it, so good luck there. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868, North Carolina. Jim, WSIC, our great affiliate. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, glad you are. Yeah, listen about this Pope. I'm Catholic. I was raised in the traditional Catholic, as a traditional Catholic. This Pope is nothing but a Pino, P-I-N-O, Pope in name only.
Wow. I think we've got some Baptists like that. We call them Binos.
Yeah.
Baptist in name only.
And then as far as gays voting Republican, I don't see the problem. Do you?
Yeah, Jim, I really don't here. It's not as if the party platform is changing. I mean, I would have a problem if the party platform changed. But it seems to me if they want to agree on a lot of the fiscal stuff and taxes and whatnot, I got no problem with that.
Well, I mean, you want to see the United States go back to what it used to be. You know, Joe Biden was handed an economy that was running great. We had the southern border taken care of. We had oil. We were selling it.
Yeah.
Prices were down. And he comes into office. First thing he does is shut down the XL pipeline. Now, can you tell me anything that's dumber?
It's a great point. But I'm telling you, Jim, look, this oil issue, this is about an attack on fossil fuels. This is about forcing us to convert to these battery-powered cars. That's all this is. And they want high gas prices. They want you to suffer so you will switch over and sell your gas-powered car. That's what they want. Jim, got to run here because I've got to throw some audio in, I promise you. This is Eric Greitens running for the U.S. Senate. He's armed with a gun, and there are SWAT team members. Take a listen to what happened.
I'm Eric Greitens, Navy SEAL, and today we're going rhino hunting. The rhino feeds on corruption and is marked by the stripes of cowardice. Join the MAGA crew. Get a rhino hunting permit. There's no bagging limit, no tagging limit, and it doesn't expire until we save our country.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Now, that last part wasn't part of the commercial, but I want to go back to the commercial itself. I mean, Grace, when you hear that commercial, does it sound like they want to actually go out and physically shoot rhinos?
It's kind of terrifying.
When you name it, was it Bag It and Tag It?
Gosh.
You know.
Not my kind of tactics, but anyway.
Republicans, don't be stupid. I mean, what? You know what? You know how people are going to react to this.
Because now he's making headlines for all the wrong reasons.
All the wrong reasons. Yeah, the guy's at Opa, he's advocating for us to go out there with guns and shoot Republicans in name only. That's the only. There wasn't a rhino. I didn't see rhinoceroses.
Nope.
This was open season on
open
rhinos.
Open season.
All right. I just don't understand these people. The Republicans are going to. They just shoot themselves in the foot, especially Eric Greitens. But you know what? Good luck. If you think that's how you're going to win, good luck to you. All right, we gotta head out of here, folks. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Na, 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 na.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
No, no.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.